RX 93.1%. TMR. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, oh, you so legendary.
Marky.
Yadi, 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 yadi,
I'm a savage. Yeah. Sassy, moody, hey, nasty. Hey.
The Morning Rush. On air and online. TMR. The Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest, Monster RX 93.1.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. And good morning, everyone. And it is a Friday. Okay, so a lot of things happening today. It is a Friday. So, obviously, everyone's psyched for the weekend, so that's something to look forward to. So, today, we're doing something, you know, let's do something fun today. Wala namang specific reason why we're doing this today. But today, we are doing the top 10 answers to the question,
why am I sexy? Why am I sexy? Why am I sexy?
So, you kind of, I don't know if you're supposed to deliver it that way, but imagine somebody you consider sexy asking you why they're sexy. And so, what would you answer? How would you answer? Okay? So, let's give you some examples.
Why am I sexy?
And then you answer, because you are the tall glass of ice-cold water to quench my parched arid soul. Yon, sorry, mga thirsty dyan. Yeah, that would be the perfect answer to the question. Another example.
Why am I sexy?
Well, because the dirtier you look, the more delectable you become. Yes, you know what? That's what's really unfair about the world. If you're good looking, and alam mo yung like I don't know, like sometimes in photo shoots, right? Like for the models. Like they put little bits of like dirt on their faces and they look amazing. Samantalang everybody else, you put dirt on your face and you look madungis. Exact, right? So like it's not fair. It's just not fair. Another example, why am I sexy? Because you can recite the phone book and make it seem like the sexiest thing in the world. Yes. Life is unfair. Like, they can be doing the most ridiculous, the most random thing, and everyone's like, oh, swoon. Oh my goodness, you look hot. Oh my gosh, you look great doing that. Like, literally, I don't know, taking the trash out or chopping carrots. And you can make it look like the sexiest thing. Another example, why am I sexy? Because your smile can turn my world upside down. Make me forget my own name and be the drop that makes my dam burst. You know, it's just so weird. I think X is listening to me. You know, I was coming up with this entry, and from my timeline, from my feed, I saw a video of that breaking point of a dam. You know, like from the security cameras, they were able to catch that moment where erosion, like, caused a certain dam in the U.S. to break. And so there was a dam bursting moment that I saw on X just this morning. So maybe it's listening to what I'm posting on my X. And one last, why am I sexy? Because you embody the wise saying, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. Exactly. You know, I mean, like sometimes when we're into good looking people, when we see somebody there, you know, some really, like kunyari, a hot date, you're like, but you know what, maybe I'll meet somebody hotter. And then you're thinking, you meet someone, it's like, you know what, a bird in the hand, the one that's already here, is worth two in the bush. Like going out and trying to look for somebody who's even better looking. Maybe you're already like looking at, you know, the best you never had. So there you go. I don't know. I just feel like we should do something sexy-ish for today. No specific reason. No specific reason. So I just thought, you know what? We're in a sexy mood. Segzy. S-E-G-G-Z-Y. We're in a segzy mood. And so, if you have entries, go ahead and send them all in to x.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag, and well, hashtag why am I sexy in all your posts.
Tea over coffee.
Tea over coffee. RX 93.1, time for tea over coffee. Let's talk about Prince William.
Oh, where do we even start?
He's continuing his attempt to quell rumors about the whereabouts of his wife, Kate Middleton, by refusing to publicly acknowledge online conspiracy theories. On Thursday, the 41-year-old Prince of Wales spoke at the Diana Legacy Awards in honor of his late mother, Princess Diana, and briefly mentioned Catherine while discussing their goal to preserve and protect Diana's legacy. So, yeah, he basically just said stuff like, that legacy is something that both Catherine and I have sought to focus on through our work, as have the 50,000 young people who have received a Diana Award over the past 25 years. But where is she?
I know, right?
It's not what we want to hear.
No, it's more Prince like
William.
If I pretend it's not happening, then it's not happening.
The queen is rolling over in her grave. Oh my gosh. Like, seriously, it's gotten out of hand. And yeah. I just feel like, although when you think about it, okay, fine. Like, it's already March 15, meaning Easter isn't that far away.
Yes.
Like, it's literally in a couple of weeks, right? So, at that point, I do feel like they gotta say something. They have to release, like, you know.
Everything will either be fixed or fall apart by Easter.
By Easter?
No, because that's what they said.
So that's the deadline they gave themselves.
Exactly. And if, you know, if they suddenly, although it is very possible that they'll extend it. You know what I mean? Like, parang like, oh, you know, it might take
the
Duchess
longer.
Of, ano ba siya? Duchess of Wales. Hmm. The Duchess of Wales. Maybe just, you know, a couple of more weeks. Then it becomes really fishy.
Man, I can't wait.
If we get to finally figure out what really happened on Easter.
Oh boy.
Like I said, they can always stretch it.
I can't wait to see how this turns out.
Like, I don't know how
he's fine, though.
You can fix this. Yung to the point that everything goes back to normal after all of this.
Unless they like, kunyari, she's fine, right? And then she's finally seen in public,
yeah.
They finally make an appearance together and address all the rumors. Yung tipong they have to do it together and just say,
yes,
you know, okay,
yes.
So, and we need to hear it straight from Catherine's mouth, like what actually happened.
Parang very, very, it's a prank.
Right?
Kasi otherwise, but you know what, the latest that I've been reading, it's fascinating still. Some of the biggest, like, tabloids mm-hmm. are now publishing the whole Chumley thing.
Mm-hmm.
And kasi, di ba, parang what at least the ones that I've been watching, they were saying there really is a partnership between the palace and the newspapers, the media.
Yeah.
So they don't say anything without the go signal. And a lot of the quote-unquote leaks actually came from the palace, supposedly.
Right.
Now, obviously, this is not something that the palace would want, right? But the fact that, like, the Daily Mail, etc., are starting to publish these not very flattering
articles,
news items yeah. about the royal family, they're saying there might be some cracks now.
I mean, yeah.
Like, they might actually be like, you know what? We'll just print what we want to print. And maybe the partnership is over. Because these things would never have come out without... Because even, let's say, the unflattering ones. Like
yeah.
Harry and Meghan. Mm. They were saying they were unflattering because that's what they
like,
wanted.
They wanted them to look bad so they could look good.
Yes.
Right?
So, this, the plot is not just thickened, it has solidified.
Oh boy.
It's no longer liquid. It's a solid. That's how thick this plot is becoming.
Oh, this is insane.
It's crazy. It is crazy.
I mean, honestly, like I didn't think this would, I mean, it would get to this point when we found out about her surgery earlier this year.
You can't make this stuff up.
You can't.
Not even the best, like, political espionage writers could come up with something like this.
I know.
It's crazy.
Anyway, in other news, guests who reunited recently. NSYNC.
Oh.
So, at Justin Timberlake's One Night Show in LA on Wednesday night, he surprised fans by bringing out his NSYNC bandmates for a special performance. This marked the first time the full group performed together live since the 2013 VMAs.
Yes, I remember that.
So, it is a pretty big deal. In video shared on Justin's IG story, the crowd could be heard screaming as a large curtain opened to reveal Lance, JC, Joey, and Chris singing Gone on the stage behind him. He looked pretty happy, but I mean, I'm happy for NSYNC fans as well, but it does kind of feel like a parang career, like, saving.
No, it's
stunt.
True.
Honestly, not that, you know, it's completely gone to shiz for him, but it's clearly not the same as it was, like, you know, a few years ago when he was flying solo and doing great. Because he didn't seem to be interested at the time.
Exactly. I was going to say, because there was a time, parang siya lang yung
mm-hmm.
hindi go for it. Because his career was doing pretty well on his own.
But now...
And then suddenly now he's all about, oh, you know, let's get back together. Let's keep NSYNC alive. And I just have a feeling this was supposed to happen much earlier. You know, honestly, when they came out with the single as NSYNC, I had a feeling they had a lot planned.
Uh-huh.
Maybe like mga live performances, mga ganyan, mga pa-surprise, until the Britney thing came out. The
Possibly.
Book came out. And then remember how like he even like had to take a break out
yeah.
of the country
yeah.
with his family just to escape,
to
the,
escape
the chaos.
Wrath. Of
right?
Britney fans.
So, ako feeling ko, this would have happened much earlier, but they decided to postpone it. And then, ngayon, parang like, parang pwede na.
Yeah.
You know, because there's a bit of goodwill with the new songs. People
right.
are saying, oh, this is a return to form.
And also, no matter how you feel about Justin, think about the other boys, the other
exactly.
lads. Like, I'm just happy that they're, you know, getting some love again.
Exactly.
And I hope that it boosts everyone's careers, not just Justin's.
And especially for the NSYNC fans, because I remember before, like, if, you know, the world was divided between
BSB
and NSYNC. And, you know, the BSB fans have been getting their share of content through the years.
Oh,
but
yeah.
they never really left each other. And NSYNC fans, on the other hand, sila uh-huh. yung thirsting for
mm-hmm.
some sort of content from the boys.
So there you go. Now you
Good
got
for
it.
You. Enjoy.
And hopefully there's more to come.
Yes.
But that's it for tea. If you guys want to sound off, you can of course text us 0961-1367-931 or you can hit us up via X at RX931. Wait up for the first batch of the top 10 only on Manila's hottest monster, RX93.1.
TMR Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. But let's start off with some greets.
Yes, we have lots from the text line. Also from X at RX931. Good morning to Mar Capistrano. It's Survivor Australia or Australian Survivor finale weekend. I know, I'm so, so excited. Because it usually airs here Sunday, right? Like the first of three episodes of the week.
Okay.
So it's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday in Manila. Hello to Henry Saitanan. And Henry says, what's up? Hi to Edward. Also to Jerome and the UP Dreamers and D2 Run Crew. Hi to Carlo, who's asking, puno bang booth dahil my guest? Yes, we will be having
what
guests over.
We'll be opening it up
I
for everyone
know.
In a little while.
What guests?
So watch out for that. Hello to Juan Miguel and Trisha. Says, excited because 23.5 will be released tonight.
Mm.
23 and a half. I don't know what that is. I'm not sure. Hello to Jean and Mika. Also to Mommy Kathy. Arlene says, hello. Maggie, Juice Blank, Melai. What's up to Chris? And Chris says, hi to the kids, Ryan, Colleen, and Reed. From Daddy Ronald and Mommy Chris. And to Ryan, Inaanak, Elon. Enjoy your last day of school, finally. Oh, vacation is almost
already
here for a lot of kids.
Ah, summer na.
Right. For those who still follow like the traditional schedule, right?
It's different for different schools, no?
I think so. Joan Hipo says, hi, good morning, and hello. Enjoy your summer break, Vanna and Jared. See? And hello to your husband, Warren. What's up to Diane? And Diane says, hi to Darcy, Bree, Elon. A lot of kids named Elon. Hello to your friends, Fuzz, Ryan, and Colleen on the way to school as well. Bon Voyage says, good morning. We have John and also 7070. And that's it for now for the text line.
And saying hi to a few people on X. Hi to Chinito Ken, Renz Rufil. Thank you for all the tea. Nina Hidalgo, good morning. Grabe naman ang breakfast today. Please say hi to my Anisa. Hi to Arch Aguilar. Good morning to Doc Wins. Have a great day. Melai Supergirl is tuned in as well as Juice Blank. And lastly, greeting Lilo Boy. And that's it for greets.
All right, so we've got our top 10 for today. And lalang randomly, we're doing the top 10 answers to the question, why am I sexy? So why am I sexy? Imagine somebody sexy asking you, why am I sexy? I can imagine.
Are you Elvis?
A lot of people think I'm sexy.
Grab your aloha, your versatility. From Mae West to Elvis real quick.
I know. Thank you very much. And let's start off with Pathogen.
Number 10.
Because when you enter the room, nasisira yung aircon sa sobrang hot mo.
Baka ikaw sumasabog. Yan, Marky. Kaya nasira yung...
Actually, no.
Oh my gosh, baka yeah. Na. My aircon fell apart. But right. Yeah, I guess it's also because it's the summer.
It is.
So get your aircons cleaned. Get them fixed just in case something might happen.
That especially if true. You use them constantly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And coming from Tampupu.
Number nine.
Because you always talk so passionately about things you're interested in. And that's a very sexy thing.
That's attractive.
Because you see passion, right?
That's true, but also it depends on what they're passionate about. Because well, it could get true. A little weird if they're passionate about something that's not necessarily, you know...
Interesting
or... Yeah, yung parang medyo you don't see the point. Na parang,
gets.
Why are you so into that?
Pero, yeah, I mean, I,
like
I guess
taxidermy
it's just,
or something like
it's
that.
Just nice to see them all worked up.
True.
About a certain, I don't know, a hobby or whatever.
Or a topic.
A topic, di ba? And coming from Maria Chanel.
Number eight.
Answers to the question, why am I sexy? Because you make sure that we have everything we need and remember the small things that make me smile.
Oh.
Providers are sexy.
They are.
Because they're like hunters, you know?
Because they're, and it's the whole take charge thing.
Yeah.
And you feel like somebody else is taking charge, and that can be a very sexy thing.
It's very sexy.
Right? Yung parang, sige na, ako nang bahala dyan. Parang very, ano, very Batman. Bahala
you know
si Batman.
What? I think homemakers are equally as sexy.
True.
Yeah.
To a degree, that's also providing.
It is providing. It's really like making the house clean, keeping you all happy in the household.
That's true.
It's hard. It's like a business in its own.
And from Mike Ferrer.
Number seven.
Because you're confident that you are, no matter what other people may say. Alam mo yun, yung
confidence is very sexy.
It really is. Minsan they're not all out good looking, but because of, you know, that they're feeling it.
Feeling their oats.
Pati ikaw na papa, parang okay nga siya.
In the opposite way, sometimes they might look physically sexy, but you know that they're kind of insecure or very insecure about themselves. True. It's a bit of a turn off.
Yeah. You lose interest.
Iba rin yung ano yan, ah. Sometimes people also find that very sexy when they're very like...
Torpe.
Na par- alam mo yun, meron din tao na ganon din yung gusto nila.
True.
Yung parang they want to be the one to pull you out of your shell.
Yeah.
And from Coco Hernandez.
Number six.
Answers to the question,
my sexy.
Because whatever it is that you serve... That's what everyone wants to eat. Kumbaga, it's not the actual what it is you served. It's because you're serving it.
So
and automatically,
everyone's
if you
eating
use,
it up.
Diba? Kumbaga sa metaphor nga na eating, parang, I don't care if I don't like, I don't know, pinakbet. But because you served it,
pinakbet na bet.
I will gobble that thing up. You
alam
know?
Mo ba na hindi ako kumakain ng binagoongan dati?
Oh, really?
Oh.
But it's
ano lang to, random trivia lang to.
Random trivia lang. Uh-oh.
Random trivia lang to, ah. Oh, di ako kumakain ng binagoongan forever. Yeah.
But it's so good.
And then when I tried baby whales binagoongan.
Yeah.
Ano na ako, convert na ako.
You gobbled it up.
Ate that.
Okay.
Like
she
I was
ate.
Starved.
She ate that.
Years.
And from Maxim De Winter.
Number five.
Alam mo, ano mo talaga to eh. Alter mo talaga to eh. Oh. Sabi ni Maxim De Winter, why am I sexy? Huling-huli eh. Nang deep voice mo, yung kiliti ko.
Ay. Yeah.
Right?
I'm a very auditory person. Mm. So, yeah, that's a factor.
Deep voice.
Pag maganda yung boses.
A very manly voice.
Apparently, even Rico Chismoso.
Like sa deep voice?
When we were here, di ba, we were here for an event in the evening. So kaming dalawa, so napag-usap kami na parang sabi niya, oh, I was listening to you guys nung isang time because I had to be somewhere. I was like, ah, talaga? Oh, cool. Sabi niya, grabe, ha? Baba ng boses ni Marky pag umaga. I was like, oh, girl.
Si Tom yun.
Si Rico.
Oh, but Tom also said the same thing to me.
Na mababa yung boses. Yeah, mababa yung boses ko sa umaga. No,
Rico
but...
Rico said that to me too. Baka they're like comparing me.
Listen.
Parang, nadinig mo si Marky kanina. Ay, girl.
Can you believe na mas mababa boses niya sa atin?
Oh my God, I can't.
Imagine mo si Rico tsaka si Tom na nag-uusap. Ay, naku. Girl, ang baba. Ay, sinabi mo. Simpala, no?
I tell you, it's like the paosness. But like, you know, mm-hmm. Yeah. You work with it.
When we opened the show, said, ah, baba ng boses ni Marky. So, well, I guess. Yan. So, siguro, pag tinanong mo, why am I sexy?
Why am I so sexy?
But may so, why am I sexy lang?
Okay. One.
Ah, go.
Why am I sexy?
Sasabihin ni
Rico.
Sasabihin ni Rico Robles. It's because you have that low voice in the morning.
I can't. Hindi mo ganun magsalta si Rico.
Yo. Because of that.
Yeah, sexy low voice in the morning.
Yeah. Yo.
Pareho sila actually.
Oh, actually. Di ba? And coming from designer dad.
Number four.
Answers to the question, why am I sexy? Because you can wash the dishes while grinding to the song Pony.
Oh!
Yung pony na yan.
Someone who's not afraid to help out with like, you know, chores and stuff.
And doing it in a sexy way, bumping
but
and grinding.
Very playful.
Yeah.
Love that. Yes. Mm.
Like wearing an apron.
Right?
Just an apron. Mm.
And from Galactus Intolerance.
Number three.
Why am I sexy? Kasi para kang lumpia, katakam-takam, may balot man o hubad.
Ay.
Well, there. You know, I'm not actually a fan of lumpia.
Lumpia, wait lang.
Like I love lumpia, but the moment you take it out of the balot, parang it's like. Eh.
Ang lumpiang hubad is usually yung sa lumpiang sariwa.
Just the vegetables, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So
and parang, it's like a salad, right?
Kind of. Ish. And I'm like, but that was the whole
point.
But
that's the fun part.
Yeah.
That it's rolled up in bundle.
So I really find it so weird.
Which is weird because when you eat like lumpiang sariwa anyway, alam mo yung lalasog-lasog na rin naman yung balat
niya.
That's
true.
But I just like the idea of it being there.
For me kasi, parang like, then just call it gulay. Don't call it lumpiang hubad.
True.
Because it's just vegetables. I mean, that was the whole point. The whole point of existence ng lumpia is the fact that it's balot.
May balat siya.
Oh, so, hindi ko talaga gets. From Simply Nedge.
Number two.
Why am I sexy? Kasi parang may sariling buhay eh. Yung Adam's apple mo. Lalo na pag lumulunok ka ng tubig sa bote ng mineral water.
Hindi ikaw to. Yun, ikaw yung tinutukoy dito.
The gag!
Eh, kasi nga yung Adam's apple.
I do!
Where?
You know, I just need some coffee.
No, but that's what they say. That's why mataas yung voice mo.
Baka turkey.
But do you see it?
No, I just see this part moving.
But that's what they say talaga. If you don't have an Adam's apple, usually your voice is a bit higher.
Yeah.
But if you have, if you do have it, like look at mine, so pronounced.
Yeah.
That's why I have a generally lower voice. I have to vocalize daily to get
the voice higher.
The higher voice.
And the top.
And the top entry. Number one.
Answers to the question, why am I sexy, comes from Al Macchiato.
Al Macchiato says,
kasi kahit sa picture, mukha kang mabango. Kaya I just want to bury my head in your chest and take a big whiff.
Ooh. Ooh, child.
Okay. Down, girl. Down, girl. Kasi parang yun nga, na parang it's like, you just want to lay your head on their shoulder and like...
Put your head on my
shoulder. Very
put
bad.
Your head
and there's something talaga
shoulder.
About... Di ba sabi nga nila, ang daming nakakaloko. Because like, they look so mabango.
But they're not! Oh no!
But yeah. They look it.
So like on... Di ba? On
in
my
pictures,
Instagram posts. Wow!
And you're like, my gosh, I can't
bango,
wait.
Tas tignan. Sila
in person. It's like, oh, can we take a picture? I'm such a big fan. Oh, sure. Tapos, paglagay ng arm niya around your shoulder. Ha! Tacha! Haya!
Although,
nananapak pala, no?
There have been times when I have gotten apologies.
Yeah.
From someone that, you know, looks mabango.
Yeah.
Would say, oh, sorry, today's not
A good day.
Yeah. Oh. And then you go, oh, okay.
Well, at least, parang...
Like, at least they're self-aware.
They're self-aware.
Hindi ego or something.
Siguro. Hindi, alam mo, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes, let's say, ang haba ng event, alam mo, hindi ka na fresh.
Mm.
Gets? Yung parang alam mo naman, pero
yung
like...
Yung pinawisan ka na.
Yes.
Oo. Oh.
Pero alam mo naman na you're on a regular basis, you're very fragrant. You know what I mean? So, siguro lang parang, I kind of like that. Yung at least alam nila.
At least alam nila. And then you're like, okay, I understand.
Exactly. So, there you go. The top 10, why am I sexy? Or answers to the question, why am I sexy? If you want to join us, just send them over to x.com/rx931. Please include #TheMorningRush and #WhyAmISexy and all your posts.
But for now, more music on The Morning Rush with Chico, Hazel, and Marky with you only here on The Monster. Good morning.
TMR Watchlist.
Monster, RX93.1, time for TMR Watchlist. Yes, we're doing it earlier than usual because, you know, we gotta make time for our guests later.
What? We have guests? I had no idea.
Right. Okay, they're on the way.
May guest, huh?
So we'll get here in just a little bit. But before that, we gotta give them our watch list for the week. Some recos in case you plan on binge watching stuff this weekend.
Okay.
I have a couple movies that I watched last weekend. I watched Damsel, which stars Millie Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
Angela Bassett also is in the movie. And the Hunger Games lady. Oh gosh, I always
Damsel,
forget her name.
No.
What's her name again? The one from Hunger Games. Elizabeth Banks.
Oh, yes.
Yes, so she plays like the wicked queen in the movie again. Or I think that's Elizabeth Banks. I'm not. Oh no, it's not. It's Robin Wright.
Yeah.
Because they kind of look alike. Especially when, like, they're all made up to look a certain way.
Ex-Mrs. Sean Penn.
My bad. So it's not Elizabeth Banks. It's Robin Wright. And the prince is played by Nick Robinson. I'm not familiar. But anyway, I was a little shocked that I watched it because it's not typically something I'd watch, you know?
And it's a very, like, period piece kind of show.
Yeah. But I did enjoy it. I enjoyed it. It's basically about this royal family, and ang MO nila is to get like random young ladies to marry the prince, tapos magbo-blood compact. And that means parang magiging royal blood na rin matik yung commoner, diba?
Okay.
And then yun yung ipapain nila dun sa parang like dragon na nagbabantay ng castle nila. Yeah, something like that. So,
well, that's up my alley. If it's got dragons, yes, I'm on board. Board.
Yes. So,
I am on board.
Yun yung ipapain nila doon.
I think you'll like it.
And then,
I love dragons.
Yeah, that's what would happen constantly. So ilang beses na yon na naulit until it was Millie Bobby
Brown. Parang I'm fighting
Brown's
back.
Turn. Yeah, so basically ganon. So she fought back and then just watch it. It's pretty interesting. Yeah. And then another movie I watched is called Drugstore June, which is a comedy. It's one of those parang dark comedies.
Okay.
It's Drugstore June stars Esther Povitsky. James Remar is also in it.
Oh, yeah.
So he plays the dad of Jane. So basically, it's about this girl who's like a wannabe influencer. Medyo loser siya. She's a wannabe influencer, but she's also got a lot of problems. Like her parents want her to move out because she's of age already. Yeah. But she's like, alam mo yon, her job is not very high paying, very ano siya, yung parang yun nga kasi she's a wannabe influencer, so yung career niya medyo whatever.
Yeah.
And she's also like obsessed with her ex boyfriend. Like she can't get over the ex. Na matatawa kapag nakita mo kung sino yung ex.
Okay.
Anyway, and then parang may robbery na nangyari dun sa workplace niya. Mm. And then of course, parang the detectives kind of suspect her of like having something to do with it. It's okay. I mean, it's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Not like the best, but I think it's pretty entertaining. So there, it's called Drugstore June. Just check it out if you're curious. And last one for me is Deal or No Deal Island.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, Boston Rob's killing it.
Okay.
So, as expected.
Deal or No Deal Island?
Yeah.
Is that like Deal or No Deal?
It's like Deal or No Deal.
And Love Island?
But not Love Island. It's kind of medyo survivory or the challenge. It's like there are challenges.
Okay.
And then may Deal or No Deal element after. And of course, like, meron ding parang, if you're in the bottom, if you perform the worst in the challenges, then you're gonna be medyo parang up for elimination. Elimination slash having to play Deal or No Deal with a banker. Mm. Ganun siya. It's interesting. And Joe Manganiello is the host of the show.
Mm.
That's my watch list.
Ako, like, it's, as usual, I probably watch the least of the three of us. I'm just rewatching the animated version of Avatar, The Last Airbender.
Oh.
Because I've forgotten it. It's been so long since I last watched it. So, it's interesting. Like, it feels like I'm watching it for the first time.
It always feels that way. Every time I rewatch
it. It seems so fresh. I'm like, oh, I don't remember this. And it's like, yeah, I mean, I'm really enjoying myself. And I realize how close the live action was. Mm-hmm. With exception of certain arcs na medyo magkaiba. Pero like, it's very entertaining.
Listen.
To go through it all over again.
I understand a lot of fans. As much as we all love the new live action, there's the nostalgia that you feel when you watch the original version.
Yeah.
Because it is the original.
I know.
That's the original.
Why I decided to watch it. I mean, I have seen it. But wala lang. Parang I want to go through.
Go into Korra after.
I will. That's really my plan.
Go into Korra after because it's such a great experience to just be part of that world for a little while.
I know a lot of people, they got into Avatar because of Korra. Like they watched Korra first. Fell in love with it.
And then watched.
Like, maybe I should watch the, you know, the thing that started this all. So for me, that's it. That's the only thing.
But they're coming out with something like the previous Avatars.
Maybe.
They're going to go into like a deep dive.
A new Avatar show.
Avatar Kyoshi, Avatar
Roku.
Roku, who are the other ones? Avatar Kuruk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go check those out.
Yeah, go check those out. Yang Chen. Anyway, I didn't actually watch too many things either.
Yeah.
I'm busy at that time. So, I watched this thing that I talked about during the week. I usually bring it up when I watch it. Extraordinary. About these superheroes, or not superheroes, sorry, people with superpowers, and everyone gets superpowers,
yeah.
But one person didn't. And it's like British humor, it's like comedy.
Yeah.
So if you're interested in something like that, I mean...
It's very, I know, very My Hero Academia. Because that's the story. It was a world where everyone had a quirk, that's what they call superpowers, a quirk. And then the bida... He's the, parang he was people like what a freak, like you don't have a quirk. Pero siya yung bida, and
like
eventually
odd man out.
Parang odd man out, and eventually he does get his powers. Tapos he's like more powerful than everybody else. Mm. Parang ganon. So
well, I don't know what's gonna happen, but like for now, wala pa siyang power if ever.
Yeah.
And she's been waiting for years, mga 7 years, wala pa. So. That, I mean, what sold me was like one of the first scenes where she goes on a date and she meets this guy who has the power to make you, oh.
Yeah.
Orgasm while touching.
Like just touching.
Just touching.
Yeah, not sexy touching.
Not sexy touching. So he wanted to try to do it by himself, but she didn't like it. So she was like, can you just touch me then? Can you just touch me?
Let's skip the entire
skip
process.
The entire process because it's not working.
Let's do the shortcut.
It's so funny. Yeah. I mean, there are just so many things that you realize that could be superpowers that aren't really shown because they aren't, you know, cool enough, quote unquote.
Yeah.
The other one I binge watched over the weekend was Blown Away. I finished the entire season four. Four? Yeah. In one weekend. It was really good.
The glass blowing thing.
Some of the most amazing glass blowers. This time focusing on some who are really established.
Yeah.
Like minsan mas matanda pa sa host.
Oh wow.
Like they all look up to this one lady who really helps people out. Try to create glass animals. And a lot of people even tried to get into her workshop and didn't get in.
Oh. Okay.
And now they're working together in Blown Away. So it's cute to see. And yeah, that's for my watch list. But there are a few people who sent in theirs. Should we read those out?
Yeah, sure. Mr. G Shock sent us from the text line. My name is Lo Kion Song Jun Ki. Also, a killer paradox, Choi Wu Shi. No idea. And Jason says he finished Mary and George.
Ugh, yeah, I want to watch that.
Is that the...
The one with Nicholas Galitzine.
Oh, okay. No.
Yes, and
Julianne
Moore.
Okay, that's the one.
As the mom.
Yeah. That's it from the text line, I think.
Oh, there are a couple on X. Just sent them in right now. ODH says, finished the new animated series, Blue Eye Samurai.
I love that one. That's so good.
It's about the half Jap, half Brit girl who pretended to be a guy, ala Mulan, and became a samurai to seek revenge. The series is so brutal. Many mga sex scenes, fight scenes.
So good.
Also, the new season of Amazing Race is out.
Ooh. Oh. Really?
Yes. Okay. So, very excited. Actually, I got into it again. And I'm probably more excited to watch The Amazing Race over Survivor for some weird reason. Yon Tien says, ang aga ng TMR watch list. Buti medyo mas maaga ako nagising. So she sends in hers, Ready, Set, Love, Thai, So Fun in Camp, and Poor Things.
Oh, Emma Stone. Deserve.
Deserve. Deserve, deserve, deserve. And also, I Love You. Like, E-Y-E. I Love you. With a comma in between.
Aww.
which is a Thai series, I think. Korean naman, Wedding Impossible, Queen of Tears, Wonderful World, Flex X Cop, or Flex Times Cop, and Cop. Impossible Air, and what drops this weekend, Chicken Nugget, and Pyramid Game.
Okay.
And this weekend with, wow, ang dami mong pinapanood na, Rontefian.
How?
You're like
How
beating us
even?
All. Yung Spartan daw sa Netflix, sabi ni Lilo Boy, go check that out. Nakaka-inspire maging strong.
Oh, is this like, not literal Spartan, like more like a fitness kind of Spartan?
Okay.
Kala ko parang like, Spartan.
Right.
The Super James adds, Marky, ako, Avatar The Last Airbender, stressed ako sa episode na nawala si Appa.
Ah, yeah.
That was a sad episode. I was like, where is Appa? Come back.
Maxim says, ako na walang maiambag dahil puro Senate hearing ang binibinge watch.
Senate hearing?
And somebody sent us something for you to check out, Chico. Watch list for Chico. And it's the latest single from Day Song of Big Bang starring Kim Son Ho.
Oh! What's it called?
Falling Slowly.
Yes, Falling Slowly. There you go. But that's a movie, eh?
Oh, okay.
I'll try to see if it's a video from the movie.
I love that song. Yeah. Falling Slowly. Remember that?
Iba pa yan, no?
From Once. Yeah. Oh, one of my favorites.
So there you go. Thank you so much for sending us your TMR watch list this morning. We'll give you another batch of the top 10 in just a short while. Also, we'll go live on Facebook at around 9 o'clock. So you better join us and our guests on The Monster.
TMR Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. But let's start off with some greets.
Yes, we want to say good morning to these texters. 0961-1367-931, the text line. Hello to Mr. G Shock. Also saying good morning to Maxim the Winter and to Because Miel. Hi to Farmer Sanchez, who wants to say hello to Kath and Amara. Also, Amber and Sophia, good luck on your exams. Hi to Mitch, good morning. To Sabadi. Hello to Butter Baby and to Pawis Niakla, who wants to greet Akira, Jolo, Jello, Mickey, Nate, and all the Rusher Aces. Renz is also tuned in. What's up to Enrich and Juice Blank Buchoy? Says good morning and happy Friday. Na aaliw ako na there I was at the gym kanina listening to your podcast, smiling at myself, and I suddenly saw Marky walking past me. Was thinking of saying hi, but in my head, Chico's pabebe voice would say it. Nevertheless, hi Marky, Chico, and Hazel.
Hello.
Hello, Buchoy.
But wait.
Maybe when he bought coffee.
At the gym? Ah, okay.
I'm not sure.
At the gym? Because Marky wasn't at the gym. He was buying food or coffee. Oh, baka kita yung labas from the gym.
Maybe.
And then saw Marky walking by. Maybe.
Hello to Jamil Ann. And Jamil says she's watching The Crown because of the whole Kate Gate.
I know, right?
Good morning to Ronaldo Quino. Also, hi to Angeli and Lilo Boy. Yuan Tifian. Diane, hello, and good morning to Justin Sayana. Diane says, it's the same Elon as yesterday who was asking about your presence at the Stick-On. Yes, we will be there. So for those who don't know, we will be having the Monster Caltech Stick-On on the 19th. So we hope to see you guys there at Caltech in Asiana City, Jokno Street, right?
Yes.
So there. That's it for greets for now.
All right, so here we go. We've got our top 10 for today. I don't know why we're doing this topic. answers to the question, why am I sexy? Let's start off with, let me see here, with Maxim de Winter.
Number 10.
Why am I sexy? Pwede ka agad isabak sa photoshoot kahit kakagising mo pa lang. Kahit wala pang mumug.
Oh.
I mean.
Wash and wear. I mean, wash and go.
That's why ano nga eh. Ito nga wala pa. Kahit walang wash. Like literally from bed. And
get up and go.
And you know, I really find it so fascinating when people look good with bed head.
Oh yeah.
Like how? How do you look so nice? I mean, it's supposed to make you look weird.
True.
And disheveled. But some people, they look so good that when they have bedhead, you're like, ugh, you're even more gorgeous. It's insane.
Speaking of, have you seen the new Hot Ones interview of Zayn?
Oh, I have not.
I think that's something you should add to your watch list.
Oh, that is for sure. For sure, I will get it.
Because he has a new album out. So yes. That's why I think he's doing the rounds again.
Okay, that should be interesting. And coming from Estoy.
Number 9.
Why am I sexy? Kasi kaya mong panindigan ang mga maling desisyon mo sa buhay and not put the blame on others nor on circumstances pag hindi naging maganda ang outcome. You know, I know this has nothing to do with being sexy, but sometimes when people are like morally upright, you kind of like some
you
people
find them more attractive.
You find them more attractive because they're like, oh, like they're not afraid to admit their mistakes. Uh-huh. They're not afraid to own up to their when they do something wrong.
Yeah.
And for some people, that's like, wow. Like halo siya na admiration / you find them sexy.
I guess, yeah, for some people.
Iba naman, hindi kasi, diba? Like, in the same way that some people find when somebody's, like, a bad boy, very hot.
Mm.
Meron namang tao na, when you see that maganda yung ugali nila, they find that attractive.
Yeah.
Iba-iba rin eh, diba? Iba-iba rin yung taste ng tao.
Like, for you, what are you more interested in when it comes to good person, bad person?
Good person talaga. Kasi yung version ko ng, like, yung parang, ooh, you're so bad. Not bad as in like magnanakaw or manggagancho. Not that kind of bad. You know what I mean? Yung meron ka lang naughty streak.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the brand of, you know, bad that I like.
Same.
Not the masama ang ugali kind of bad.
Yeah. I don't think anybody would find that attractive.
Right? And coming from Maria Chanel.
Number 8.
Why am I sexy? Because I've always been attracted to chubbier males. Like chubbuff.
Right.
I know a lot of people like that. Yung parang like, they're just a little stockier than usual. Very bear. Very otter, you know.
Hey, to each their own.
Exactly. Diba?
I'm interestingly more attracted to mas malaki yung kaha.
Oh, the way you put it.
Because there's more to hug.
Exactly.
It's more to kiss.
Exactly. Yeah.
More loving.
Mm-mm.
Mm. Right? Mm-hmm. And, I mean, that's just me.
Yeah.
And, same.
Yeah, that's true.
I definitely prefer them, like, chunkier.
Alam mo, to be honest, ako, like, I find different types attractive. Like, I'm not pigeonholed with one kind. You know, sometimes you like them, yun nga, a little meatier, sometimes a little more lean.
Mm.
For me, it's more of the total package. Mm. Like, if I like you, usually everything about you, I like. So, if I like somebody who's on the leaner side, then you might think I like lean. But if I like somebody who's on the meatier side, then you might think I like meatier people. You know what I mean? So, it's for me, it's the general package. Yeah, yeah. And even, ano, kunyari, like, kunyari with celebrities, di ba? Ay, gusto ko tong celebrity na to. Tapos nung una mo siyang nagustuhan, on the thin side.
Uh-huh.
Tapos as they get older and then they get like, you know, bulkier, I still
it's
like them.
So hot, yeah.
Right?
So attractive.
It's not really the body shape. I mean, if I like the person, then I like the person. Regardless of how they look like.
Si ano ah, meatier. Nakita natin sa ano.
Stop. Next.
Kasi no longer football.
Alam nyo, pag-uuntogin ko kayo eh.
What? I didn't say anything. I just
but
said
yes.
I also just said football.
But yeah, right? Yeah.
Huh? And coming from Fitz Villafuerte.
Number 7.
Answers to the question, why am I sexy? I think you must have hacked into the universe's mainframe and edited your settings to maximum allure.
Ooh.
Oh, Okay. And from Al Macchiato.
Number six.
True story. I just tried it out with my husband when I saw your topic. And I asked my husband, why am I sexy? And literally, just now, he just gave me a side eye.
Like, what are you doing?
Parang, what are you doing?
Why are you fishing?
Yeah. What's going on? Hindi niya alam topic lang sa morning rush. And from the Super Malas guy.
Number five.
Usually, pag masungit ang isang tao, naiirita ako. Pero pag ikaw yung nagsusungit, I'm like, that's hard.
Because you're attracted to them to begin with.
Yes.
So, yeah, you find it more of a challenge, I guess.
At saka it's nagging.
Yeah.
You know, some people like nagging. It's like when they're masungit with you or hindi ka masyadong, medyo ini-ignore ka. Parang you're like, lalo kang na-challenge.
Parang nagging muna bago nagging.
Ay!
It's like you saying a while ago that you'll eat whatever they're serving.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if they're serving masungit, then you're lapping it up.
Nom, 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 nom.
Right? And it's like, yeah, I get that. I kind of get that. From Tampupu.
Number four.
Because your presence makes everyone you're talking to utter yes, master.
Ooh. It's that like dom
it's
energy.
That energy, oh. Kumbaga, like you're not, they're not that, but anyone they're talking to,
they give you
to,
that impression, yeah.
Tends
you feel like,
to be suddenly very submissive.
Like I want to follow. I just want to obey you.
Yes.
But I'm very that.
Oh, di ba? Yeah. Mapapa obey ka talaga. Ay. And from Simply Nedge.
Number three.
Kasi pag nakikita kita, napapakanta ako ng make me sweat, make me hotter, make me lose my breath, make me water. And from Al Macchiato.
Number two.
Naku, Al Macchiato. Stick around. Answers to the question, why am I sexy? Sabi ni Al Macchiato. Because your Australian accent is enough to make my ovaries explode.
Well,
stick around.
Listen.
Oh boy. Watch on our Facebook Live.
Watch, listen, taste, feel.
Taste?
Use all of your senses.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Explore.
Yeah.
Explore.
You will enjoy.
Explore.
Uh-huh. Sorry, nagkamali lang.
And the top.
And the top entry. Number one.
You can never can tell.
Answers to why am I sexy comes from, let me see here, Mike Ferrer
says.
Answers to the question why am I sexy? Because when you stare at me, I feel like I'm being slowly romanced, seduced, and undressed.
Oof.
Like with one look. And especially stare. Yung pag tiningnan ka, tapos, kunya nakatingin, lalo na pag, if you stared first, and then they caught you staring.
Mm-hmm.
And then, they don't remove their stare. Alam mo yung nakipagtitigan siya sa'yo. Oh my gosh, that will make your toes curl.
Oh.
No, right? Kasi parang it's so, like, lalo na if you don't know each other. Or maybe you know each other, but not that much.
Not that well.
But, They went there.
They went to the right place.
And they didn't remove their stare.
Uh-huh.
That's really exciting. Very, very exciting.
Sounds like a day in the gym.
Oh, okay. So there you go. The top 10 answers to the question, why am I sexy? And yeah, I mean, we should have one more batch, but let's see. And we'll have some guests. According to Hazel, I'm not really familiar. I wasn't really informed. yeah. So we will be back with more. Don't go anywhere.
For now, though, more music. And then in just a little bit, we'll be on Facebook Live. Facebook.com/RX931. Also, YouTube Live and Twitch TV. Only on the Monster. Monster RX93.1. We are now live on Facebook, Twitch, and YouTube. And y'all better join us. You can't miss today's live.
I know that we are so excited, and we know that a lot of you listeners are very excited as well, because we have very special guests in the booth. We actually have a lot.
Like, as you can see, there are a few already, like, who are making pasilip
and we
in
are
my
so
camera.
Pumped to introduce
that is the
them.
Word. That is the word.
Pump is the word of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, here we go, ladies and gentlemen, and everyone in between. Welcome, Magic Man Australia!
Yay! Woo! Okay, so before we talk to them, can we have your names? And can we have them introduced? Like, okay, can you give us all your names so that a lot of our listeners will be able to say, hello.
Blank.
Blank. Okay, so.
Of course, my name's Will.
Will.
My name's Sean.
Sean.
G'day, my name is Carlos.
Carlos.
G'day, my name's Nick.
Nick.
How you going? I'm Jeff.
Jeff.
My name is Carlo.
Carlo.
And my name is Dante.
Dante. Okay, so you guys are based in Australia, but you are from all over the world?
Yes. Yeah, we're based in Australia, so we all live in different cities in Australia. We've got a guy from Sydney,
yeah.
Two from Queensland, we're from Melbourne. But yeah, we've got different nationalities here. I'm English myself. We've got South African, Chinese...
African
again, South African, West African, and we're
Australian. So different flavors.
So it's not just raining men; it's raining accents.
Yes, it is.
We're getting all these accents.
You want it? They got it.
We love it.
Oh, yeah. They have it.
They have it.
Okay, so is this the first time in the Philippines for everyone?
For everyone?
Has anyone ever been to the Philippines?
This is the
before? First
time for Magic Men. But myself and Nick have been here back in 2019.
Oh, that's so cool. Okay. Right before the pandemic.
Right before the pandemic, yes.
For leisure, like holiday, or just
well,
for
we
work?
We did come with another group that we were with many years ago. But since then, we've changed to Magic Men as this is a much better team to be a part of. And coming back around with Magic Men has been a much, much more exciting time.
Oh, you know what? We know you guys are super busy, but you should check out the beaches in the Philippines.
Yes.
Oh, we have got like amazing beaches.
I was telling them a while
beaches.
Ago, next time, come back when you have the time, check out some of our beaches. Because I know you guys have great beaches, but the Philippines, we have a lot of islands. So different flavors as well.
Exactly.
So you can check that out.
Okay, so what can people expect when they watch your show this weekend?
I think people coming to the Magic Men show this weekend can expect a very interactive, a very immersive experience. We've got some of the best performers in Australia coming to perform and do this show in Manila. And it's the first stop on our world tour. Right. So we cannot wait.
Oh my gosh.
Awesome.
This is the first
we've got.
We feel so special.
I know, right?
Stop.
And I hear like this is the only stop in Asia, right? The Philippines before you fly off to Europe.
Correct.
You picked the right one.
You picked the right country, I tell you.
Okay, so you go all around the world, right? So... can you tell us, does the different areas of the world behave differently as an audience as you go around? Or does everyone just go wild when you guys perform?
Yeah, it changes from place to place depending on the audience. And normally we just vibe on how the audience is. But to be honest, at our show, sometimes people don't know what to expect.
Yeah.
So they start off a bit reserved and they don't know what's going to happen. But definitely as the night goes on, it gets a lot more wilder towards the end of the night. So...
I feel like sometimes you just need to get them going. Like,
yeah,
you
know, exactly. Yeah,
right?
100%. And then towards the end of the night, they're definitely going crazy.
Like, what were some of your experiences like with your audience members that are pretty memorable?
I would have to say Canada last year. There was we had some really big audiences, and there was some smaller towns around Canada that we did go to. And again, like Will said, they didn't really know what to expect. So
right.
At the start of the show, they seemed very reserved, but it didn't take them long to get them out of their shell. By the end of the show, they were all up off their seats and screaming in the air. And we had some people throwing underwear up in the air. It was crazy.
Oh.
A few scratch marks.
Is it
Damn.
True that you know? I've read somewhere that you know that. People are surprised that women are actually wilder than men when it comes to these kinds as audience members. They got a little bit much wilder.
Yeah, when you get a group of only women in the room, alcohol, and then there's only... we're outnumbered by about 10 times. So yeah, they can definitely get a bit crazy, yeah.
Okay, so how does it work? Like, okay, so obviously you have different sets, right? With like different themes. So who visualizes this? Or do you guys get to also like, hey, maybe we should do a police officer themed thing, or maybe a gladiator, you know, themed thing? Like, do you get to suggest?
Yeah, well, that's actually the really unique and cool thing about Magic Man is we actually get to pick our own themes, our own routines, and then we get to put something together ourselves. Some guys get help from choreographers. If they're not dancers or they're like an acrobat or something, then they'll get choreographers to help them with their dancing in it. But pretty much you pick a theme, you put everything together, and it's a personable show around yourself, so you really get to demonstrate your personality up on stage and all your talents to its very best. So it's such a super unique show and super unique like DNA basis to create this show. It's really special, and it's something that I feel like we offer and is different to everyone else.
And like, how do you guys train for this?
Yeah.
Like, what's that like?
How do we train? We basically, when we're not on tour, when we're not traveling, like, we have really pretty strict diets when we're back at home. So it's a lot of chicken and rice, and it's a lot of broccoli, and it's a lot of vegetables.
The way you said,
yeah, I know.
It's broccoli.
I know, because you know, sometimes you get sick of it, but we have to do it, because when we're on tour, we can't always eat, you know, the most healthy food. And to be fair, I'm a big foodie myself. I don't want to eat, you know, the most healthy food. I want to try all the experiences, like coming over to the Philippines. We've already had a lot of your street food. We've had a lot of, you know, paella and isu as well.
Isau.
Oh my gosh.
I've loved trying all of that. You know, and if the boys don't finish their plays, I'll finish their plays. You know, so
yeah.
I love experiencing like every type of food. So back home, we got to do the right things. We got to be strict so we can enjoy ourselves being on tour.
Do you guys get like a cheat day? Do you give yourselves one like when you're on tour?
Well, or for me, every weekend.
I would say for me personally, throughout the week, I definitely try and keep my meals very, I wouldn't say strict, but to a point. I make sure that I'm on plan, and then when I'm on tour, I just try and relax, and I give myself a little bit of leeway. If I want to have alcohol, I'll have alcohol, but I would say throughout the week, it's just training and eating and sleep.
I know, like,
sleep's important.
See, that's the thing. Like, you know, on stage,
on tour,
like,
we don't get much sleep.
It's like you seem like such party people. You're dancing. You're like, and then like off stage, you're so strict with your like. We have to be asleep at a certain time. So like, you know.
We have no sleep at the weekends, then we catch up on it all during the week, basically, is how our lives are at the minute.
Okay, so here's a question. You have to be honest, because you have the moves, right, on stage. Have you ever used your on-stage moves in your personal life?
Who's going to answer this one, boys?
Like, maybe you're on a date, and then it's like, oh, let me put the moves.
There has been particular moves that has been seen throughout the show, and I've had girls request me do that in the bedroom before. It can be somewhat exhausting in a way, because the moves we do on stage is mainly a display more than anything. The girls don't realize that it's sometimes quite impractical to do in the bedroom. Though it looks great, it's not necessarily practical, and I have to try and explain that to them, but some girls are very persistent, so yes.
Sometimes I walk in and this guy's doing split jumps.
Oh my god.
You said you wouldn't tell anyone.
Yeah. So, like, have you ever invited, like, somebody you were interested in to the show? And it's like, hey, you should check me out. Here's my show. And like, as a surprise. And then they're like, this is very interesting.
I think some of the boys have definitely used it as a flex. That
right?
They're working for Magic Men and bringing girls to the show and getting them up on stage, for sure.
Yeah. May I ask, workout plans? How often do you work out? How many hours a day? I don't know, like on a regular.
Ooh, that is a really good question. I can't speak on behalf of everyone, but I would say usually 5 days and an hour to an hour and a half in the gym.
Nice. Yeah.
Do y'all have like signature moves or something? You know how wrestlers have like a particular
entrance.
Some have signature moves, but some have signature tricks, if that makes sense.
Oh.
It is a similar thing, because like wrestlers come out to their theme music, so it is similar, because we have our own mixes that we come out to, so we all have different songs that obviously we like performing to, and different outfits as well, so yeah, it's like...
Okay, for people coming to watch, right?
Yeah.
what should they look out for? Like, specifically, for each of you, what should they look out for?
I mean, you
for?
Know...
Without think, revealing
oh,
too much.
Oh, Magic Man, maybe they'll pull bunnies out of the hat.
Yeah.
The only magic tricks we're doing is making our clothes disappear, so they can be prepared for that.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, for example, like, do you have, like when a new song comes out, you know, like, oh, this is a nice song. Do you sometimes base a performance based on a song that you really like, or like?
You know what? There is a bit of that because with our performances, we want to stay relevant as well to some extent. So we've got a big foundation of what we choreograph our shows on, which is, you know, so I would do a 50 Shades of Grey set. So
right.
some music is from, you know, from mm-hmm. the movies. But then, you know, towards the end of the set, we do have more, I suppose, upbeat and trendy music as well. Because when the ladies hear a song that they all know, it's a massive party vibe. Everyone's up there singing and dancing, and that's the vibe that we want to bring. So we start off like relatively serious and sexy, and then it goes into like a massive party vibe. Everyone knows the song, and it's a free for all at that point.
Can I just say the comment section is going insane?
Yeah, I know. We have a lot of thirsty individuals.
Very thirsty.
Drink some water, folks.
Oh, but they're very polite. Like, there was this girl who was saying, take it off, please.
At least she's got the manners.
She's got the manners, yeah. Yeah, you were going to say, Will?
And just with the... We try and make each show different to each country that we go to. So with the Philippines, we're hoping to add in a couple of songs that the crowd here will recognize that are local to you.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, that's what we're going to try and include in our show here.
Well, we do have a...
There's a song you want us to dance to, isn't there?
Yes, there is. There is this song in the Philippines. It's called Jumbo Hot Dog Kaya Mo Ba
To. Oh, my God. This sounds
that's
like
Will's stage name.
that's one of the, that sounds like one of the boys' stage names.
Jumbo Hot Dog, can you take it?
Can you take it? Yeah, that's the
Jumbo
translation.
Jumbo Hot Dog,
Kaya Mo Ba
To.
No, because it's about people who love food.
That's actually what we call Dante. The Jumbo Hot Dog.
Okay. Interesting. Okay, so what are the sort of without, like Marky was saying, without giving out anything that, you know,
spoilers.
Without any spoilers, what sort of like numbers can they expect?
Ooh, and if I'm talking about the show, I would say the audience can, without revealing too much, expect a lot of playfulness.
Playful,
I feel like as Magic Men, we pride ourselves on how playful we can be with the crowd and just our, like Carlos was saying before, how interactive we are as a male review show.
Okay, do you bring like audience members on stage?
Yeah, definitely. A big part of coming to Magic Men is realizing that you're not actually here to watch a show.
Yeah.
But you're actually here to have an experience, and you're part of a three-hour event. There's no sitting relaxing, because we're going to find you, and we're going to bring you on stage.
I love how he goes, we're going to
find you.
We are going to find you.
That sounds exciting.
It's very Liam Neeson. Yeah. I'm going to look for you, I'm going to find you, and I'm going to be all sexy.
We'll find you.
I'm going to eat you up. Yes.
Okay, so here's I'm just curious, because like Carly, you're saying you're one of the newest ones, right? So how does like an audition happen? Like if somebody wants to join, and like should they be like super experienced dancer?
And who gets to decide? Like do y'all get to decide? Okay, I think you're good enough. Okay, yeah.
How does it work? I mean, just curious.
Okay, so I think if you're coming into an audition, I feel like you should have some sort of experience, whether it's performing or dancing.
Yeah.
But we are very open to everyone. We want to give everybody an opportunity and a chance to work with us.
Yeah.
So, and then you'll get a chance to learn things along the way. So we're very open to everyone.
You know, in the Philippines, we have this thing where, like, during the Christmas season, you know, you have your like family reunions, and then your parents make you do things like what they know you're good at. Like, so if you're a singer, they, you know, sing a song. Like, have you ever had somebody, like maybe a friend or a family member, like, you know what, he can dance, you know? and made you perform?
You know, actually, funnily, this has happened to a few of the Magic Men as well. Like,
really?
When we go to weddings,
yeah,
it's actually quite popular that they will grab one of us and make us do like a show, like mid, like at the party, at the wedding yeah. after party. They'll try and make us do a lap dance or something like that. And they always play Pony. It's like a go-to song, obviously, as soon as they put Pony
definitely.
On. Then they're like, oh yeah, let's get them to do a dance. So yeah, it happens to quite a few of us.
Okay, you know, since you brought it up, like, what, everybody answer this. Like, what is your, not necessarily for the show this weekend, but like in general, what is your, the favorite song you like dancing to?
Me personally, really enjoy.
Everyone answer.
Me personally, I really enjoy Nickelback. I like the rock and roll feel.
Oh, that's different.
Yeah, it's more my style.
Okay.
I've got Under the Influence by Chris Brown in mind. Bit more of like a hip hop vibe
for
that one. So
I like that.
Yeah, so. Some different.
Okay.
For me, I would have to say Emotions by Mariah Carey. It brings out the cheekiness.
Ooh.
When you say cheekiness, what exactly do you mean?
Playfulness.
Okay.
He calls it cheekiness.
Well, I'm actually bringing a new routine out, and you guys are the first to experience it. So,
okay, a debut.
Wow.
I am bringing a little bit of my culture into it, which is a little bit of African music as well.
Oh, that is amazing. Oh, that is amazing. Okay.
I'm a bit of an old school guy, so I like my R. Kelly Ignition. So.
Oh my gosh.
This will be a bit of a throwback. Hey Baby, DJ Otis.
Oh, okay.
I'm
that's
sorry,
old
can you
school.
Say the title again?
Is it Hey Baby, DJ Otis?
Can you say that to the camera?
Hey Baby. Will you be my girl?
Oh.
We have to say Genuine Pony, don't we? We have to chuck it out there.
Well, of course.
We can't
which is playing in the background.
That. Yeah, always.
All right, so, you know, why don't you guys, like, you know, we have to do this, like, one person at a time. Like, not just invite, entice everyone listening to us this morning to check out your show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen of Manila, why don't you come this weekend to see Magic Men Australia and let us feel the magic.
Oh, okay.
First of all, massive thank you to everyone who's already showed the love and support on social media, the messages, everyone who loves to send us the tickets, let us know that they're coming. But come and see us at the Newport Performing Arts Theatre tomorrow and Sunday. It's going to be one hell of a show. We're going to get you involved. It's going to be a lot of bumping and grinding. We can't wait to see you all.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Philippines, we can't wait to see you guys. If you want to experience some cheekiness, some playfulness, and the best show of your lives, come down.
Oh my gosh.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Philippines, we can't wait to see you at the show. It's going to be very kalig. I can't wait to meet each and every one of you.
You know the word.
Yeah. I can't wait to meet each and every one of you, take some photos, and yeah, it's going to be an absolute cracker.
Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't just a show. This is something that everyone's going to be involved in. You guys will be part of the show, so this is your chance to be involved and feel what it's really all about and get immersed amongst it. So you'll regret it if you don't come.
Thank you guys for, once again, obviously purchasing your tickets to come to the show. If you want to see the finest men from Australia, make sure you come this Saturday and Sunday.
And how can they get tickets to the show?
Yeah.
Tickets for the show.
Ticketworld.com.
Ticketworld.com.
Yeah. You know what? There are a lot of people messaging. Lots of questions.
Okay,
but the
okay.
one
let's,
that...
Let's ask some questions.
But the main question that everyone's asking is, can we have... They're thinking of purchasing tickets, but they're like, can we have a little sample?
Oh! Oh!
To see if they should purchase...
Oh. All right, boys.
Oh
here
goodness.
We go.
Whoa. Okay.
Sean, your turn.
That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
A bit contrast.
Okay. Okay.
There you go. That's your sample.
You know, it's called in the Philippines, our very popular bread is called pandesal.
Yeah. And that's what they call abs. Yeah. Yeah,
that's what we call abs. Pandesa. Because they're little tiny pieces of bread. Yeah, I don't know if you've tasted it, but
you can get them downstairs. Like,
you can get it downstairs.
There's a place called like a pandesal store, literally downstairs. So,
that's okay. So one final question before we let you go. If you're watching this weekend, what should they wear? What should they wear? Because, like, should they be, like, wearing, like, I don't know, athleisure so that they can, like, jump around? Or should they be wearing heels? Because, you know.
We'd recommend underwear because there's going to be a little bit. Because there's going to be some leg spreading. Nah.
Okay.
No, but they can wear anything to our show. Honestly, they can wear anything. They can dress up to the nines. They can dress casual. Our show is all inclusive, so whatever they want to wear, they can wear to our show.
And since somebody said earlier that, you know, sometimes you have like underwear thrown on, maybe they can bring extra that they can throw on.
They can bring an extra pair, yeah, to throw at us.
But at least it's clean.
Yeah, so. Yes, please. Please have some. Don't throw dirty underwear at
you
us.
You might
please.
Want to bring some extra clean underwear.
Okay.
In case you want to throw it on stage.
On that note.
Yeah.
No. Please follow us on Magic Men Australia, our Instagram.
So it's Magic Men Australia on Instagram.
That's right.
What about the other platforms?
On Facebook, TikTok.
It's the same.
Magic Men Australia.
Yeah. What about your, like, in case they want to follow you?
Your personal account.
Your personal account.
All right.
Yeah?
They'll find us on our personal Magic Men Australia page. Yeah.
Oh, okay. There you go.
There you go.
So thank you very much for joining us. And welcome to the Philippines. And welcome back to you too, because you've been here before.
Have the best time.
Thank you so much.
And I'm sure everyone will be just so excited to catch you this weekend.
And thanks again for having us. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, and where will the show
Newport
be?
Performing Arts Theatre.
Okay.
Tomorrow and Sunday,
tomorrow
two shows
and
only.
Sunday, okay.
At what time?
We're performing at, I think doors open at 7 o'clock. For an 8 to 10 show time.
8 to 10, guys.
So maybe you should forget the jackets because it's going to be hot.
Yeah.
So very.
Maybe take
it's
the next
be
morning
very
off.
Hot, yeah.
And make sure to bring like tabo in the Philippines for when you start drooling.
All right. But thank you so much for being on the show. We appreciate it. And yeah.
And thank you,
thank
very
you
much,
for having
ladies
us.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Thank you so much to everybody watching on Facebook and commenting. Don't you worry, we've got one final batch of the top 10 before we wrap things up. Play on the Monster.
TMR Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. You know what? Usually we complain that it's freezing in the booth. Bakit parang pinagpapawisan ako today?
Pansin ko nga.
Parang ang init. I don't know why, no? Weird.
Make me sweat.
Make me hotter?
Mm-hmm.
Is that why?
Mm-hmm.
Make me lose my breath? Much?
Make me.
Mm-hmm. Yun yung pinlay namin kanina.
Yun.
Oh, in case you missed it. And in case you missed the interview with Magic Men Australia, don't you worry, because you can still watch the replay of this video on our Facebook page, facebook.com/rx931. Also on YouTube, it's going to be posted when we end this. But before we jump back into the top 10, let's say good morning to these thirsty individuals on Facebook. Everybody in the comment section, but also those texters. John Paolo, Hody H. Yontifian J. Escobar DX says hello. Good morning to Mitch as well and to Cyril. And that's it for the text line for now.
Sabi ni Carlo, si Chico memoriado lahat ng pangalan, pero sige nga, ano yung last name ni Ivana?
Sige nga.
Remember that.
Oh, ngayon, alam mo na.
Oh, naman.
Ano?
Alawi. Grabe kayo.
What was the...
Oh, remember that.
Ang layo nung sinabi mo.
I couldn't remember the name. Pero yeah, at least now. See?
Anuvu.
I know. Anyamu. At least now I know, right?
Agami.
Oh.
Anuvu ni...
Mamumi Alumi.
Mamumi Alumi.
Mamumi Alumi.
Amumi Alumi.
And then I was like, Iva, Alawi?
Anyway.
Saying hi to Hody H. Yes, season 36 of The Amazing Race coming out.
What's
looking
that?
Forward
What's
to
the
it?
Amazing Race?
Alam mo pa ba pangalan mo?
Alam mo pangalan ko.
And that's it for greets.
Yes, Jules. Si Will Parfit yun. Yung kamukha ni Chan. Yung dito.
So, alam mo yung last name ni Will?
Ha? Ayun, nabasa ko ngayon. Ano sa press niya? Release? Ano? Parfit.
Parfit. Kasi Parfit siya.
You are Parfit. You are Parfit. The changing of seasons. Ay, nako. Okay, here we go. Oh, tinamata si ODH. Oh. Ang bilis ng, ano eh, ang bilis ng radar. Ay, may cutie ulit sa Amazing Race.
Oh, okay.
We should check that. Okay, so, here we go. Final batch. Ano nga ba yung top 10? Of the top 10.
Why am I sexy?
Because, wait, I thought you were asking. Answers to the question, why am I sexy? Because, from Simply Nedge, because you always talk so passionately about the things you're interested in. Very similar to that earlier entry na parang when you see somebody na merong kasi parang ang hirap nung disinterested siya in life. Like nothing impresses them or parang wala silang pake sa mundo. But when you see that they're so passionate about something kahit hindi ka into it, yeah, it's a nice feeling. Al Macchiato says, why am I sexy? Kasi I feel like you can carry me over your shoulder to rescue me in a life and death situation.
Oh,
ito
wow.
Mga to parang kayang-kaya kang buhatin eh. Na yung isasampay ka over your shoulder to like carry you to like safety. Diba? Lalo na yung pag naka-fireman.
Ay!
Pag naka-fireman, ano sila? Costume. Uniform? Oo, no?
Hindi ko nga alam kung kaya ko silang buhatin.
Feel ko kaya kanilang buhatin.
Ay!
Kasi,
diba? Si Sean, for sure. Tsaka si Nathan, for sure. And, or pwede namang dalawa. Hindi, alam mo, isa nakagsukbet sa leki-leki, tapos isa sa paa. Di ba yung pag yung i-ferry ka nila from one area to another.
Pwede parang naman. Ano, paano yun? Parang letter A ba yung shape nung? Ay, hindi. It's over the shoulder, ganun.
Sabi ni Beck, yung isasalya ka sa pad. Parang hindi ka naman yata gagawin nun. Hindi ka naman gagawin sa'yo yun pag nire-rescue ka.
Hindi, pag napagod.
Pag napagod.
Yung parang, wait, I don't want to drop you. Teka. So, isasalya kita sa pader. Ganon.
Oo. Diyos ko tong si AG Drin. Nathan for the win. Kakagigil niya. Eme. Okay.
Magsabunutan kayo ni Ate Red.
Oo, kaya nako. Ano yan, ha? May the best drag queen win. So, yeah. I mean, mag-ano kayo? Mag-lip-sync battle kayo.
Mm-hmm.
Coming from Al Macchiato, why am I sexy? Because you're oozing with confidence without being cocky. Oh. Kasi di ba yung pag easily, pag naging yabang, nakaka-turn off na siya. Pero pag yung parang it's confidence without being mayabang,
yeah,
that's a tricky balancing act. Ah. But if you can do that, oh,
yung
winner.
Yung BDE, ganun.
Oh, winner yun.
Yeah, that's silent confidence.
Di ba? From Tampupu, answers to the question, why am I sexy? Because no matter how nice the clothes you have on, all I could think of is how much hotter you'd look out of them. Grabe no, yung may pa-abs kanina. Bigla na lang.
I know! ikaw yung judge. Sino yung winner din sa dalawa?
Parang ano? Parang it's a tie. Hindi, mas defined yung kay Jeff. Pero iba rin yung kay Sean kasi. And from Maxim De Winter, why am I sexy? When I see you handle your kids, makes me want to have my own.
Very Young Gravy and Jesse McCarthy.
Very that. Very
diba?
That.
Mm-mm.
From Rice Cake Ian, why am I sexy? because you make me question my sexuality. Yung parang, hindi naman ito yung gusto ko eh. Then why am I feeling things?
I saw a lot of that in the comment section a while ago. They're like, I'm straight, but why am I feeling things?
Where?
Yeah. Let me find it, ha? Yung mga nag-comment kanina.
Correct ka pa dyan.
Parang we.
Yung mga nag-comment kanina, may nakita ko kanina.
Oh, oh. And also, sabi ni Arniel, hindi nga full screen eh, yung papandisal kanina eh. Malay nyo sa ano, tingnan natin ulit sa Facebook Live. Baka
zoom,
meron.
Zoom in.
Baka meron. And Boy Bakal says, why am I sexy? Your money. Your money is so sexy.
Oh my gosh. If they can just pay for stuff without even looking at how much they're paying for. Alam mo yung...
Yung di nagtatanong kung magkano.
Whatever. Yeah.
Oh.
Sexy. Hello.
And from Super Suerte Super Guy, why am I sexy? Pag hinubad mo na yung damit mo, tapos you throw your clothes in my face and say, oh, maglaba ka na.
Oh my God. Wait lang ah. Gusto kong patukan tong ano ko ah.
Oh.
Alter ko na si Max.
Oh, ano sabi ni Max?
Hoy, bilisan nyo na. Gusto ko na i-replay tong live na to. Pinagra-wrap up niya na tayo.
Oh, end the top na, end the top.
Mga kwenta to.
And the seven top. I mean, hi, sabi ni Henry Mabana, save video for research purposes.
I cannot.
And from the Super Malice guy, why am I sexy? It's not in the appearance. It's in the performance. Well, pwedeng both.
I mean, if why you not have both, why not? Diba?
Yeah.
From Maxim the Winter, why am I sexy? You make the fierce tiger in me feel like a soft kitty, warm kitty, little ball of fur.
Little ball
Maxim,
of fur.
Maxim, okay ka lang? Okay ka lang, Maxim?
What's going on?
What's going on
that's
here?
Ano, diba, Sheldon?
Yeah.
Mom, kitty, little ball of fur. Purr.
Yawn. And the two tops. Why Am I Sexy comes from Coco Will Hernandez.
I know, Coco Hernandez.
Comes from Will and Sean. Will and Sean says, no, Coco Hernandez and Archer Aguilar. Nanggugulo ka. Coco says, why am I sexy? Because seeing you makes me tingle and wish I were single. Okay, magmingle ka muna. And then you can tingle.
Mm.
And from Archer Aguilar says, I don't say you leave me breathless. I say you put me in cardiopulmonary distress.
Oh!
Eh, kasi doctor, di ba? I mean, in the medical industry.
Yes.
So, yeah. Yeah, pwede, pwede. Okay, so what about us?
Why am I sexy?
Sinasagot mo, ha?
Oo. Oh.
You're
thinking
mo.
Of a specific person asking you this question.
Oh, pag tinanong ka ni, ano, pag tinanong ka ni Sean, why am I sexy? Anong sagot
si mo? Si Sean talaga. Ay, ako? Ba't ako? Ikaw? Eh, pag tinanong ka ni Will, ano sagot mo?
Bakit gusto mo malaman? Dapat ginawa ko kung nung nandito sila. Yung pag nagsabi sila, thank you for having us. Bakit ka nang thank you so
much? Ah, sige, ako meron ako.
Ah, sige. Imagine mo, sasabihin niya, why am I sexy?
Ay, ba't ganun? Parang country bumpkin naman yun. Why am I sexy?
Why am I sexy?
Sounds like that.
Sige,
no,
ganun.
But to answer that question, kunyari, you know, whatever, a specific person, I'd be like, because you know more than I do. And I find that sexy. Because I like
okay.
When they can teach me things.
Tricks.
Things. Like when I learn from them, you know, I value that a lot. Mm. So, yeah, I like that. I don't want to be the one teaching you stuff or like, alam mo yon, parang ayoko yung ikaw lang yung may mapupulot from me. Like, I need to be able to learn stuff from you.
Why am I sexy? Well, if I'm asking someone.
Hindi, ikaw sumasagot. Ikaw yung tinanong. Somebody's asking you, why am I sexy? What would you answer?
What would I answer? Because you're funny. I really, that's like a turn on.
Yeah.
I need someone who can like make fun of me.
Right.
I need someone who can like laugh at me and I laugh in return and I don't get offended, but I'm like, haha, that was funny.
Yeah. But that was a
good
one.
Now it's time for me to make a jab on you.
Okay. And what about you?
I'd probably say, pag tinanong, why am I sexy? Because you're sitting on my right. Si Mike, ay, bumalik ka dito. Bumalik
bakit
ka dito.
Bakit kurot yung singit? Please.
So, yung mukha ni Asia, parang init ang init. Hindi kasi di ba parang like, wala, meron pa ako. Meron pa ako. Di ba nakaupo siya dito, di ba? Why am I sexy? Because dahil lang sa kanan ka, you're Mr. Right.
Baby Welo!
Hindi ah, guest lang naman. Grabe if, to. If... Alam mo, sumbungera ka. Alam mo yung sumbungerang ano?
Tattletale.
You tattletale. You sumbungerang betray.
Hindi, kasi ano lang ako. Diba?
Ganon. Oh, ikaw
loyal
yung
naman.
Ako. Motorsuit. Motorsuit.
Sabi, nakapagamot ka na daw ba? Nainom mo na ba yung gamot mo? Okay ka lang.
Bakit?
Anyway, on that note,
if you're a Mr. Right, I'm Mr. Left the Chat.
He's Mr. Over It.
He's Mr. Over It.
Thank you for joining us today. And again, thank you to our guests earlier, Magic
Extra
Man Australia. I'm sure everybody will be replaying this live as soon as we end it so they can catch another glimpse of the lads.
Of the lads. I like that. Of the lads.
So you could see Dante's peak again.
Okay. We are going to leave you with one last song. Rhea's up next, so stick around. Last day of auditions. Radio 1 auditions, that is. Chico, will you stop it? I'm trying to say something.
What?
So go to facebook.com/theradio1show and post your audition video there if you want to try out. Okay?
Okay.
Happy weekend, everybody.
Bye, guys. Have a nice weekend.
Catch me tonight on Countdown Top 7 from 7 to 8 p.m. Goodbye.